Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Pam. How can I help you?
Your name is what now?
My name is Pam.
Pam, P-A-M?
Yes, sir. Can I have your zip code so I can pull your account?
46947.
46947. 1 second, sir.
His name is Pam.
46947. Yes, sir. And your first and last name?
Robert Briggs.
And Mr. Robert, for security purposes, can you verify your address for me?
It's 1811 East County Road, 100 North, Logan's Ford, Indiana, 46947.
Yes, sir, and I see on the 3rd you ordered our fitness watch with our mini pods as well as the lifetime.
No. Let's stop, and you need to back up. First of all, I did not order these two items.
Was there a reason why you didn't call on the 3rd and ask us why we charged you if you didn't order them, sir?
Well, because I thought there was something that were a free item with another order.
Yes, sir. It was a trial order. Did you took a survey?
No.
Okay, well, what happened was you ordered a trial for the watch and the ear pods.
I did not.
Okay, did you get the watch and the ear pods, sir?
Yes.
Then why you didn't call and tell us you didn't order it?
Because I didn't know I was supposed to.
Okay, so you did a trial, correct?
I don't know.
Okay, sir, you said you did get these with another order.
I'm going to tell you who I am and what I'm going to do. My name is Robert Briggs. My address is...
I have your address, sir.
Okay, and your name's Pam, that's P-A-M?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, my last name is Tally, T-A-L-L-I-E.
Now, as I said, Pam, I did not order these two items.
Okay, sir. So are you saying this is fraud?
Yes, you're right.
Okay, so what we're going to have to do?
You're the one that mentioned the word fraud.
Yes, sir. I'm asking you, do you think it's fraud? Are you saying it's fraud?
Yes.
Okay, sir. So what I'm going to do is send you over to our fraud department. What they're going to do is an investigation. They're going to go through the local authorities. Because the product was sent to your house, the IP address matches your house where it was ordered from. So are you sure anyone in your house couldn't have ordered this? Because we do go through the local authorities and we do prosecute.
You may do that.
Okay, give me just 1 second while I get you transferred to the fraud department.
Oh, Jesus, you're full of shit.
1 second, sir.
This is a real scam this time.
Sir, we're not a scam, because if we were a scam, you wouldn't be able to get a hold of us.
I'm going to get off the phone right now, and I'm going to call my bank.
Sir, if you call your bank, they're going to see where we tried to help you, and you're refusing for us to help you.
No, that's not true.
Okay, so if you hold on, I'm going to send you to the fraud department. Because if you file a dispute, and from the way it's going to look to the dispute department at your bank, it matches your address, it matches your IP address, and you did receive the product. They will